You've learned how to say language in Japanese. So you've learned how to say Japanese language by adding to the country, Nihon, a specific word meaning language. What was that?
Go.
Go. So Nihongo is Japanese language. But if you want to talk about Japanese people or French people, then you need another attachment, and that attachment is jin. So if you want to say a Japanese person or Japanese people, because the Japanese don't distinguish between the singular, the plural, the Japanese people, the Japanese person is the same, how would you say a Japanese person?
Nihonjin.
Nihonjin.
So if you want to say there is a Japanese person or a Japanese person exists, what would you say?
Nihonjin ga imasu.
Nihonjin ga imasu.
And if you want to say there are some Japanese people, what would you say?
Nihonjin ga imasu.
So in other words, it's exactly the same.
日本人がいます.
And if you want to specify where the Japanese person is, how would you say there are some Japanese people there?
そこに日本人がいます.
そこに日本人がいます.
If you wanted to say they are there, then would you say そこにいます or そこにがいます?
You only need to use the marker が when you're saying the item or the person. If you're not saying the person, as in 日本人 in this case, then you don't need the marker either. So your first suggestion was right, そこにいます. And if you wanted to say Japanese people exist in London or there are Japanese people in London, what would you say?
ロンドンに日本人がいます.
ロンドンに日本人がいます.
And if you wanted to say they are in London, what would you say?
ロンドンにいます.
ロンドンにいます.
If you wanted to talk about your Japanese friends, what would you say?
日本の友達は.
Just 日本の友達 is fine. If we're going to go on and say more, then we can start putting in the markers. So 日本の友達 means friends of Japan.
日本の友達.
You can also talk about your Japanese nationality friends now. So how would you say that?
日本人.
What you're now doing is you're linking the nationality with the friend. So although it sounds strange in English, you're using that apostrophe S again. So you're saying your Japanese nationality's friend. Yeah.
日本人の友達.
Good.
日本人の友達.
There's really very little difference between the two. You can either say 日本の友達 to say your friends from Japan or of Japan. 日本人の友達, your Japanese nationality friends. But whereas in English, the word Japanese covers all those situations, in Japanese, you have to be specific. So if you're talking about Japanese language, you would say
日本語.
And if you're talking about Japanese nationalities or Japanese people, you would say
日本人.
And then if you're talking about Japanese items or people from Japan, you would say
日本の.
So we have 日本語, 日本の, 日本人, all of those in English would be covered by the word Japanese, whereas in the Japanese language, you need to be specific about what they are. So if you wanted to say a Japanese camera, what would you say?
日本のカメラ.
Because it's a camera of Japan.
日本のカメラ.
If you wanted to say a Japanese language book, which in English we would just say a Japanese book, what would you say?
日本語本.
And you need
oh, yes.
the linking.
日本語の本.
日本語の本.
And of course, this applies to all countries. So if we wanted to say French language, we would say
フランス語.
フランス語.
And if we wanted to say French people,
フランス人の.
And if we just wanted to say French people without saying anything that belongs to them,
フランス人.
フランス人.
And if you wanted to talk about items with a French origin from France, what would you say?
フランスの.
フランスの.
When you say France in Japanese, it's フランス.
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 You've learnt the word 英語, meaning English language, and lots of different countries speak English. So if you want to talk about nationalities, you then need to be more specific about the country that those people come from. So if you want to talk about Americans, you use the word for America, which is America, and then add person to it. So how would you say an American?
Americajin.
Americajin.
And if you want to talk about people from England, the word for England is
イギリス.
So how would you say England?
イギリス.
イギリス.
And if you then wanted to say an English person, you would say
イギリス人.
イギリス人.
Let's bring あります back in. あります is the word to exist for inanimate objects. So if you wanted to say there is a phone or a phone exists, you'd say
電話があります。電話があります。
And if you wanted to say a phone exists in the hotel, when we say the place, what marker do we then need?
に.
So in the hotel, a phone exists.
ホテルに 電話があります。ホテルに電話があります。
And then if you want to ask a question, what are you expecting to put at the end of the sentence?
か.
So if you then want to ask, is there a phone in the hotel? You would say
ホテルに電話がありますか?
ホテルに電話がありますか?
And if you wanted to ask, is there a phone here? How would you say that?
ここに電話がありますか?
ここに電話がありますか?
And if you wanted to answer yes, there is, you would say
はい、あります。はい、あります。
How would you say, is there a TV here?
ここにテレビがありますか?
ここにテレビがありますか?
And how would you say, yes, there is?
はい、あります。はい、あります。
And no, there isn't.
いいえ、ありません。いいえ、ありません。
What is the word for restaurant?
レストラン.
レストラン.
And if you wanted to say, is there a restaurant? How would you say that?
レストランがありますか?
レストランがありますか?
And how would you say, is there a restaurant in the hotel?
ホテルにレストランがありますか?
ホテルにレストランがありますか?
No, there isn't. How would you say that?
いいえ、ありません。いいえ、ありません。
Make sure when you say no that you have a long e at the beginning. いいえ。いいえ。 What was the words for knives and forks?
ナイフとフォーク。ナイフとフォーク。
And of course, Japanese doesn't distinguish between singular and plural. So knife and fork, knives and forks is the same. What if you wanted to ask, are there knives and forks in the restaurant?
Restaurant ni naifu tofoku arimasu.
And the marker after forku?
Forku ga arimasu.
Question?
Arimasu ka?
Restaurant ni naifu to forku ga arimasu ka?
And you're going to answer, no, there aren't, but there are chopsticks, being polite, or hashi. So what you're saying is, no, they don't exist, but chopsticks exist.
Iie, arimasen ga, o hashi ga arimasu.
Iie, arimasen ga, o hashi ga arimasu.
Would wa be fine in the second sentence as well?
Yes, you could use that, because we've learnt that when you use ga for but, we're contrasting two things. So you're saying, Iie, arimasen ga, o hashi wa arimasu. That would mean, no, there aren't any, but there are chopsticks. So you'd be emphasising that there were chopsticks. However, it's just as okay to say, Iie, arimasen ga, o hashi ga arimasu, which would simply say, no, there aren't, but there are chopsticks, without any emphasis on chopsticks. If you want to find out if a particular person is there or is in, for example, when you make a phone call, is Mr. Tanaka in? Does Mr. Tanaka exist? Then you can use imasu ka? Are they? Is he there? It takes on that meaning. So how would you say Mr. Tanaka?
Tanaka-san.
When you specify, is somebody here, you are highlighting the person you want to find out if they're there. So you use the marker wa. So if you wanted to ask, is Mr. Tanaka there, how would you do that?
Tanaka-san wa, oh, ga.
No. The reason that we're using wa here rather than ga is we're flagging up a particular person. So we're asking, is Mr. Tanaka here? So it's a particular person we want to ask about. And that's why we're using our highlighter, our marker, wa. So is Mr. Tanaka there?
Tanaka-san wa imasu ka?
Good.
Tanaka-san wa imasu ka?
And if you want to ask, is Mrs. Suzuki there?
Suzuki-san wa imasu ka?
Suzuki-san wa imasu ka?
And if you want to reply, yes, she is, you would say,
Hai, imasu.
Hai, imasu.
And if she isn't in, you'd say,
Iie, imasen.
Iie, imasen.
And if she wasn't in, and you wanted to be more polite and say, sorry, she's not in. The word for sorry is the word that we've used for excuse me. What is that word?
Sumimasen.
Sumimasen.
So you'd say, sorry, excuse me, she's not in. How would you do that?
Sumimasen. Arimasen.
That would be a good sentence, but you'd be talking about an object, not a person.
Imasen.
Sumimasen. Imasen.
The word for time is jikan. Ji, can that be done in time?
Jikan.
How would you say time?
Jikan.
Jikan.
So if you want to say, I have time, you would say,
jikan ga arimasu.
Jikan ga arimasu.
So it works just the same. You say time ga arimasu. And if you wanted to say, I don't have time, you would say,
jikan ga arimasen.
Jikan ga arimasen.
And if you want to say, I have time and make it clear that it's I.
私は時間があります。
私は時間があります。
And if you want to say, he has time and make it clear, as for him, he has time.
彼は時間があります。あります。
あります。
彼は時間があります。
And the word for money is
お金。
The O, in fact, is the polite addition that we've learnt about. But Japanese people generally say お金。And an image for you to remember that, お金coin be used as money.
お金。
So if you want to say, I have money.
お金があります。
お金があります。
And if you want to say, I don't have money.
お金がありません。
お金がありません。
And if you want to say, he has money, making it clear, as for him, he has money.
彼はお金があります。
彼はお金があります。
And if you want to say, she doesn't have money.
彼女はお金がありません。
彼女はお金がありません。
How did we say I want to? For example, I want to go.
行きたいです。
So we're taking away mas and adding たいです。How would you say I want to go there?
そこに行きたいです。
そこに行きたいです。
Now you want to say,I want to go there, but I don't have money. Now here we're not contrasting anything. We're simply saying, I want to go there, but I don't have money.
そこに行きたいですが、お金行きません。
I don't have money.
Yeah. ありません。
That's right. And the marker that would go after money?
おすが。
Good. So do you want to try that again? I don't have money.
お金がありません。
そこに行きたいですが、お金がありません。
I want to play tennis, but I have no time. How would you say that?
テニスをしたいですが、時間がありません。
テニスをしたいですが、時間がありません。
How would you say, I have the time, but I've no money? Gee, can that be done in time? Gee can. So I have the time, but I don't have money.
時間があります。ありますか?
I don't have the money.
お金。
And keep the same marker.
お金がありません。
時間がありますが、お金がありません。
When you say I have the time, but I've no money, you can use が after each item if there is no particular contrast. So you can say 時間がありますが、お金がありません。But if you want to make the contrast clear, I have the time, but I've no money, then you can use は instead of が in the second part. So in that case, you can say 時間がありますが、お金はありません。So in other words, but as for money, I don't have it. And if you want to say, I don't have the money all the time, you can use と for and. In other words, you're saying, I don't have money and time. How would you say that?
時間とお金がありません。
時間とお金がありません。
So you might want to say,I want to go to Japan, but I don't have money or time.
日本に行きたいですが、時間とお金がありません。
日本に行きたいですが、時間とお金がありません。
Just to be clear, when you use to between two items, two nouns, that's all you need, because the first item is followed by to, So in a way, the first item has its marker, and then it's the second item that takes the ga. 時間 to お金が. Let's just recap on our question words. How would you say what?
何?
何. And the question word for which?
どれ?
どれ. And the question word for where?
どこ?
どこ. We used どこ before to say where is it? How did we say where is it?
どこですか?
どこですか?
And if you wanted to specify the person or the item that you're asking, where is it or where is he, then you use the marker wa because you're flagging up what it is you're asking, where is it? So how would you say, where is the telephone?
電話はどこですか?
電話はどこですか?
You can also, in more polite company, or to make yourself more polite, attach or in front of 電話. So if you wanted to ask more politely, where is the telephone?
お電話は?
Where is it?
どこですか?
お電話はどこですか?
And you can ask where people are as well. Where is Mr. Tanaka?
田中さんはどこですか?
田中さんはどこですか?
You can also use あります and います with どこ. So you can say どこにいますか? To ask where is he? どこにありますか? To ask where is it? You are really saying the same thing as どこですか? But whereas どこですか? Simply means where is it? どこにありますか? どこにいますか? Is stressing the location more. Where is it located? Where is he located? So, how would you say, where is he located?
彼はどこにいますか?
彼はどこにいますか?
And if we know who we're talking about, we can leave out the 彼は. And how would you ask, where is it located? You're talking about objects, not people.
どこにありますか?
どこにありますか?
And then, again, to specify the person or the item or the place that you're asking about, you attach the marker wa after that person or item or place. So if you wanted to ask, where is Mr. Tanaka, as in, where is Mr. Tanaka located, you would say,
Tanaka-san wa どこにいますか?
田中さんはどこにいますか?
And if you wanted to find out where the telephone was, you would say
お電話が.
And you're flagging up the item you're looking for.
お電話は?
Kind of, yeah.
お電話はどこにありますか?
お電話はどこにありますか?
And if you wanted to find where you'd left your mobile phone. So, where is the mobile located?
Kaitai.
Kaitai.
Kaitai wa doko ni arimasuka?
Kaitai wa doko ni arimasuka?
And if you want to ask, where is the hotel? Where is the hotel located?
Hotelu wa doko ni arimasuka?
Hotelu wa doko ni arimasuka?
And to be more specific, you want to find out where the hotel restaurant is.
Hotelu no restoran wa doko ni arimasuka?
Hotelu no restoran wa doko ni arimasuka?
There's one more question word I'd like you to learn. It's the question word who. It's another word which begins with a d sound. It's dare.
Dare.
And if you wanted to say, who is it, what would you say?
誰ですか?
That's right.
誰ですか?
Now let's recap on our verbs. How did you say do?
します.
And if you wanted to say, I work, you would say
仕事をします.
And if you wanted to say, play golf.
Golfu wo shimasu.
Now, if you wanted to ask the question, do you work? You would say,
Shigoto wo shimasu ka?
Shigoto wo shimasu ka?
Now, what if you wanted to ask, who do you work with? We've now used the question word, dare. How do you say, who with?
Dare de.
And if we say, de, we're actually saying by means of, but what we want to say is, in the company.
Dare to.
That's right. So how would you say, who do you work with? In Japanese, you're actually saying something along the lines of, with whom do you work?
Dare to shigoto wo shimasu ka?
Dare to shigoto wo shimasu ka?
Or you might want to say, who do you play golf with?
Dare to golfu wo shimasu ka?
Dare to golfu wo shimasu ka?
Or who do you play tennis with?
Dare to tenisu wo shimasu ka?
Dare to tenisu wo shimasu ka?
And how would you say, who do you drink with?
Dare to nomimasu ka?
Dare to nomimasu ka?
And you want to answer that question, I drink with Mr. Tanaka. How would you say that?
Tanaka-san to nomimasu.
Tanaka-san to nomimasu.
And if you wanted to ask the question, who do you eat with?
Dare to tabemasu ka?
Dare to tabemasu ka?
I eat with my friend.
Tomodachi to tabemasu.
Tomodachi to tabemasu.
When you say my friend in Japanese, you don't need to say watashi no tomodachi if it's clear that we're talking about myself. You can simply say tomodachi. How would you ask the question, who do you go with? With whom do you go?
Dore to.
Dore is our word for which. It's very similar to the word for who, but we change one sound, which is the do becomes a da. So,
dare to ikimasu.
And a question?
Ikimasu ka?
Dare to ikimasu ka?
And who do you go there with?
Soko ni dare to ikimasu ka?
Soko ni dare to ikimasu ka?
And it's fine, the order soko ni dare to. It's also fine to say dare to soko ni. You can say a lot now. You know a number of verbs, and you can talk about events in the present, the future, the past, and the negative, both I do not and I did not. You can talk about going to places and what you do at those places. You can make suggestions. Shall we? Let's. And you can say what you want to do. You can talk about two actions. I do this while I do that. And you can ask questions too and use phrases such as thank you, may I have, and you've helped me. You're able to talk about different times of the day and the week. And you can say what you like and dislike, what you are good at and bad at. Now take a deep breath, relax, and let's have a go at creating a string of Japanese sentences. I'm your prompt. I'll help you to build your Japanese house of words. So let's start with masho, let's. How would you say, let's go to Japan? Japan to, let's go.
Nihon ni ikimasho.
Nihon ni ikimasho.
And how would you say, I'm going to Japan?
Nihon ni ikimasu.
Nihon ni ikimasu.
And how would you say, I'm going to Japan tomorrow? Or as we'd say in Japanese, tomorrow, I'm going to Japan.
Ashita nihon ni ikimasu.
Ashita nihon ni ikimasu.
The word for parents. We've got Leo with his long shins. What was the word for parents? My parents.
Ryōshin.
Ryōshin.
So, tomorrow, I'm going to Japan with my parents, in the company of my parents.
明日、両親と日本に行きます。
明日、両親と日本に行きます。
I want to see Mount Fuji.
富士山を見たいです。
富士山を見たいです。
What was the word for and? We used an and when we linked sentences together. What was it?
そして。
Make sure that the そ is short.
そして。
When we link two nouns together, for example, knife and fork, which and did we use then?
と。
と。
So we're going to use そして for this one. And I want to speak Japanese. How would you say that?
そして、日本語を日本語が好きです。
And that means, which is a perfectly acceptable sentence, and that means, and I like Japanese. But if you want to say, I want to speak Japanese,
日本語話したいです。
And the marker, because what you're doing is you want to speak Japanese and the Japanese is the item that's done to. What does that take?
So it's 日本語を。日本語を話したいです。
And it's 話。
話したいです。
Good.
そして日本語を話したいです。
And maybe you want to speak Japanese with your Japanese friends. What's the word for friend?
友達。
And how would you say Japanese friend? These are your friends of Japan. In other words, Japan's friends. It's an apostrophe S.
日本の友達。
Good. So how would you say, and I want to speak Japanese with my Japanese friends?
そして、日本の友達と日本語を話したいです。
Well done.
そして、日本の友達と日本語を話したいです。
And how would you say, tonight I will eat sushi?
今晩、寿司を食べます。
今晩、寿司を食べます。
Tonight I will eat sushi.In a Japanese restaurant. How would you say Japanese restaurant?
日本のレストラン。
And with restaurant, レストラン。
レストラン。
日本のレストラン。
The place where you do the action is followed by a marker. What is that marker?
Is that there?
Yes. So, tonight I will eat sushi in a Japanese restaurant.
今晩、寿司を食べます。
And where are you going to put in a Japanese restaurant?
Oh, yes.
Because once you've said your verb, you've finished what you've said.
今晩、寿司を日本のレストランで
Good.
食べます。
今晩、寿司を日本のレストランで食べます。
So, tonight, I will eat sushi.In a Japanese restaurant while talking with my Japanese friend. Now, what you're saying is, tonight, in a Japanese restaurant, sushi, eat, while. Just try that first part. Tonight, I will eat sushi in a Japanese restaurant while.
今晩、日本のレストランで寿司を食べます。
ながら
食べながら
So, I will eat sushi in a Japanese restaurant while talking with my Japanese friend. How would you say that? I will talk with my Japanese friend.
日本の友達と話します
Can you say the whole thing? So you're saying, tonight, I will eat sushi in a Japanese restaurant while talking with my Japanese friend.
今晩、日本のレストランで、寿司を tabe nagara. Nihon no tomodachi to hanashimasu.
Well done.
Konban, Nihon no restoran de sushi o tabe nagara Nihon no tomodachi to hanashimasu.
My parents. What's the word for my parents?
Ryōshin.
Ryōshin.
Let's bring in I'm good at. It was Joe who was good at zoology. So what's good at?
Josu desu.
Jaw is long. Josu desu.
Josu desu.
So, my parents are good at golf.
Ryōshin.
And what we're actually saying is, as for my parents, it's golf that they're good at. So, as for my parents, we mark it with our highlighter marker, which is...
Ryōshin wa.
So, my parents are good at golf. Golf, good at.
Gorufu wo. No, because it's des.
Yes, and you have a different marker with jōzu, ski.
Oh, ga.
Good.
Gorufu ga jōzu desu.
Ryōshin wa gorufu ga jōzu desu.
Next week. How would you say that?
Raishu.
So, next week, they will play golf.
Raishu gorufu ga. No, gorufu o.
Right.
Shimasu.
Good. And we're using o with our shimasu, with our masu verb.
Raishu gorufu o shimasu.
We can put those two parts of the sentence together and say... My parents are good at golf, so next week they will play golf. And when we give a reason, we need the word...
Kara.
So what you're going to be saying is, my parents are good at golf, so as for my parents, golf, good at. So, let's get that far.
Ryōshin wa gorufu ga. Josu desu kara.
Next week.
Raishu.
They will play golf.
Gorufu o shimasu.
Ryōshin wa gorufu ga josu desu kara. Raishu gorufu o shimasu.
My parents are good at golf, so next week they will play golf with my Japanese friend.
Ryōshin wa gorufu ga jōzu desu kara. Raishu tomodachi to.
And with my Japanese friend.
Nihon no tomodachi to gorufu o shimasu.
Ryōshin wa gorufu ga jōzu desu kara. Raishu nihon no tomodachi to gorufu o shimasu.
Now let's bring in I'm bad at something. The word for I'm bad at.
Hetta.
So, I'm bad at golf. And you're emphasising that whereas your parents are good at it, I'm bad at it. So as for me, I'm bad at golf.
Watashi wa gorufu ga hetta desu.
When you say gorufu, it's a ru sound, gorufu.
Gorufu.
Gorufu. Watashi wa gorufu ga heta desu.
I'm bad at golf, so I won't play golf with my parents.
Watashi wa gorufu ga heta desu kara goryoshin to.
And if you say goryoshin to, it's actually someone else's parents.
Ryōshin to. I won't play. Shimasen.
Lovely. And you don't need to repeat golf again. So that's absolutely fine what you've just done.
Watashi wa gorufu ga heta desu kara ryōshin to shimasen.
How do we say may I have?
O kudasai.
So may I have sushi?
Sushi o kudasai.
Sushi o kudasai.
How would you say the sushi from the restaurant, the sushi of the restaurant, the restaurant's sushi.
Restoran no sushi.
Restoran no sushi.
And if we want to be more specific about which restaurant, the sushi from the restaurant over there. So in Japanese order, we're actually saying the over there's restaurant's sushi.
Soko no restoran no sushi.
And if you say soko, you're actually saying there. So over there is
asoko no restoran no sushi.
Asoko no restoran no sushi.
May I have the sushi from the restaurant over there?
Asoko no restoran no sushi o kudasai.
Asoko no restoran no sushi o kudasai.
The word for chopsticks.
Hashi.
Hashi. And if you want to be more polite, actually more commonly the Japanese do tend to add the polite attachment in front of hashi. What was that?
Ohashi.
Ohashi. You want to say, I want to eat with chopsticks. Now, this with is by means of. Which marker did we use to say by means of?
De.
So, I want to eat with chopsticks.
Ohashi de tabemasu.
And I want to. That was fine because what you've said is, I eat with chopsticks. Now you want to say, I want to eat with chopsticks.
Ohashi de tabetai desu. Ohashi de tabetai desu.
Now we're going to bring back in, I like, it's likeable. How did we say that?
Suki desu.
And I dislike or I hate, hateful it is. That's what you're literally saying in Japanese. I hate. How would you say that?
Kirai desu.
And we're going to do our contrast. I like this, but as for that, I hate it. I dislike it.
Kore ga suki desu ga, sore wa kirai desu.
Good. The wa in the second item highlights the thing that you're contrasting.
これが好きですが、それは嫌いです。
My parents dislike sushi. How would you say that?
両親は寿司が嫌いです。両親は寿司が嫌いです。
They didn't eat anything. Now, when we said they didn't eat anything or they ate nothing, we brought in the question word what. What is the question word what?
Nani.
Nani. What did we need to add to that to say nothing?
Nani mo.
Nani mo. And with nani mo, the verb is then also in the negative. So, how would you say I don't eat anything?
何も食べません。
何も食べません。
And now we're talking about the parents who didn't like sushi, so they didn't eat anything. We're putting it into the past. They didn't eat anything. They is understood in Japanese. We don't need it. So, they didn't eat anything.
何も食べませんでした。
何も食べませんでした。
You can put that all together and say, my parents dislike sushi, so they didn't eat anything.
両親は寿司が嫌いですから、何も食べませんでした。
両親は寿司が嫌いですから、何も食べませんでした。
We've also used question words.Such as where. Where was part of our group. Koko, soko, asoko, and where?
Doko.
Doko. If you wanted to say, where did you go? The equivalent in English is, where to did you go? Whither did you go in Old English? So how would you say, where did you go?
Doko ni ikimashita.
And it's a question?
Ikimashita ka.
Good.
Doko ni?行きましたか?
Last week, we had the image of sensible shoes or so last week. What was last week?
先週.
So how would you say, where did you go last week? Where did you go to last week?
先週, どこに? 行きましたか?
先週どこに行きましたか?
Make sure that when you say last week, it's 先週.
先週.
Good.
先週.
How would you say, last week, I went to Tokyo?
先週東京に行きました.
And when you say Tokyo in Japanese, it's long sound, so 東京.
東京に行きました.
先週東京に行きました.
Last week, I went to Tokyo with my Japanese friend.
先週東京に日本の友達と行きました.
Good.
先週東京に日本の友達と行きました.
And how would you say, I went there by train? By train is by means of. Which marker will we use?
De.
De. Good. So I went there by train.
そこに電車で行きました.
そこに電車で行きました.
And if you want to add in who you went with, so I went there by train with my parents, how would you say that?
そこに電車で両親と行きました.
そこに電車で両親と行きました.
We ate sushi with chopsticks, by means of chopsticks. How would you say that?
お箸で寿司を食べました.
お箸で寿司を食べました.
And if you want to say where you ate the sushi, in Japanese, we can use the word oishi, delicious, to describe a place if the food there is delicious. So we can actually say the equivalent of delicious restaurant in Japanese. It may sound strange in English. We'd be more likely to say a nice restaurant, a good restaurant. In Japanese, they're being very, very literal and saying the food at that restaurant is delicious, therefore it's a delicious restaurant. So how would you add, we ate sushi with chopsticks in a delicious restaurant?
お箸で美味しいレストランに.
The marker, when you say where something happened, what is that marker?
で.
Good. Do you want to try it again? We ate sushi with chopsticks in a delicious restaurant.
お箸で美味しいレストランで寿司を食べました.
お箸で美味しいレストランで寿司を食べました.
Right. 行きます is to go. And what was the verb to come?
来ます.
来ます. So, yesterday I came here. The key to knowing tomorrow is to know yesterday.
昨日.
Yesterday, I came here.
昨日ここに来ました.
昨日ここに来ました.
Yesterday, I came here by taxi. The word for taxi in Japanese is taken from English. What was that word?
Taxi.
And we need to make sure the she is long.
Taxi.
Taxi.
So, yesterday I came here by taxi, by means of taxi.
昨日ここに来ました.
Before you say your verb, you need to get the other information in.
Oh, yes. 昨日ここにタクシーで.
And make it a sh sound.
タクシーで来ました.
Well done.
昨日ここにタクシーで来ました。
Yesterday, I came here with my parents by taxi.
昨日両親とタクシーでここに行きました。
And I came
来ました。
昨日両親とタクシーでここに来ました。
And I talked with my friend.
友達と話しました。
And if you want to say and at the beginning, where you're linking two events, you came here by taxi and you talked with your friend.
そして。
So, and I talked with my friend.
そして友達と話しました。
そして友達と話しました。
And if you want to specify the means by which you talked with your friend, and I talked with my friend on a mobile. What was mobile phone in Japanese?
携帯.
So, and I talked with my friend on a mobile.
携帯で友達と話しました。
And if you put in and at the beginning?
そして。
Carry on.
そして、携帯で友達と話しました。
そして、携帯で友達と話しました。
How would you say, I went to Japan?
日本に行きます。Oh, 行きました。
日本に行きました。
And I went to Japan with my parents.
両親と日本に行きました。
両親と日本に行きました。
The time expression this evening, how would you say that?
今晩。
And how would you say my Japanese friend?
日本の友達。
That's fine. You can also say 日本人の友達, but 日本の友達 is fine. If you then wanted to build that up and say my Japanese friend's house. The word house in Japanese is the same as the word for home, which is
uchi.
So how would you say my Japanese friend's house?
Uchi no.
Now, the order is going to be the same as English because we've got the apostrophe S in there. My Japan's friend's house.
日本の友達のうち。
日本の友達のうち。
And if you want to say, I went to my Japanese friend's house this evening.
今晩日本の友達のうち。行きました。
You're going to your friend's house.
うちに行きました。
And now you're going to say, I went, but...
行きましたが...
She wasn't in. Now, that is, she didn't exist, in literally in English. She wasn't there.
いません。
And it's in the past?
いませんでした。
Good.
今晩、日本の友達のうちに行きましたが、いませんでした。
You didn't need to say 彼女はいませんでした because we already know that you're talking about your Japanese friend. The time expression tomorrow.
明日。
Right. Tomorrow I want to eat sushi.
明日、寿司を食べたいです。
明日、寿司を食べたいです。
And how would you say, I don't have any money?
お金がありません。
お金がありません。
So if we put that together, tomorrow I want to eat sushi, but I don't have any money.
明日、寿司を食べたいですが、お金がありません。
明日寿司を食べたいですが、お金がありません。
And in this case, we don't need to use は for a contrast because we aren't actually contrasting two pieces of information. We're simply saying, tomorrow I want to eat sushi, but I don't have any money. And because we've established that we're talking about I, then we don't need to say 私は. We're now reaching the end of the foundation course. When you run out of time, you can say in Japanese, it's time, meaning time's up. How would you say it's time?
時間です。
時間です。
We have run out of time, but maybe now that you can speak Japanese, you'd like to go to Japan. So how would you say, I want to go to Japan, so let's speak Japanese.
日本に行きたいですから、日本語を話しましょう。
日本に行きたいですから、日本語を話しましょう。
And we can turn that around and say, I want to speak Japanese, so let's go to Japan.
日本語を話したいですから、日本に行きましょう。
日本語を話したいですから、日本に行きましょう。
So, as I said before, when time's up in Japanese, we say, 時間です。And I'd like to say to you, ありがとうございます。
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 Congratulations! You've just finished an introduction to Japanese that gives you both a practical and functional use of the language in a short period of time. It also gives you enough useful vocabulary and more than that, an understanding of how the Japanese language works,and an ability to formulate your own thoughts and express yourself. You have experienced the thrill of building your own sentences and taking those sentences to greater, more complex heights. It also gives you a sense of how to use your knowledge of English to guess at Japanese words that have been borrowed from the English language, a strategy that gives you access to a vocabulary of hundreds of words. You can now express yourself in Japanese,And you have gained an insight into Japanese culture and how elements of Japanese politeness and culture are reflected in the language. I, Helen Gilhooly, and my co-author, Neve Kelly, have thoroughly enjoyed presenting this course and hope that you have found it an interesting way to learn the Japanese language.
日本語を話しますから、日本に行きましょう。ありがとうございます。